From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Northwest pears have seen as many challenges as any when it comes to transportation and reaching their consumers. So when it comes to shipping, what does Pear Bureau Northwest International Marketing Director Jeff Correa believe to be their biggest challenge?
Well, the challenge, I think, is probably everyone else has been speaking to is the offshore export markets. Anything that's going to get loaded in a container has to go out of SeaTac or one of the other West Coast ports and go out to Asia, down to South America, or out to the Middle East. Those have all been heavily impacted.
And the numbers, Korea says, are a bit deceptive.
We're down about 30% to 70%, depending on the market, from last year's. But that was such a small crop that we're really kind of down 50% to 85% compared to what would be a normal season.
But thanks to our neighbors,
it's been a big impact. We're really appreciative of the volumes that Mexico and Canada have been able to take and kind of offset that loss this season.
So Korea says the lower volumes the past couple of years have actually helped, kind of.
I mean, it could have been much worse if we had a much larger crop and really needed to move those 600,000 to 700,000 boxes to those offshore export markets.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the export challenges for pears. To hear all of Korea's comments, check out the latest Bearing Fruit podcast from the Washington State Tree Fruit Association on your favorite podcast app. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.